Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. We're going to chat to Leighton Beard. Now, he's the spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa. And it's an interesting topic. It's what impact will be the repurposing of finances towards curbing road deaths have. Leighton, as always, how are you doing this, this warm, sunny Saturday morning? What are we on? Wednesday morning.
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm good. Thanks. And I hope you and your listeners are equally well.
I just confused all the listeners because the days have just merged into one with this festive season. So for the listeners out there, no, it's not Shabbat. We're not broadcasting on Shabbat. It's Wednesday. I apologize. So Leighton, the question for you today is the repurposing of finance towards curbing road deaths. Will it assist?
Well, look, I mean, I think it all depends on exactly where that money is going to. You know, you can say you're repurposing it. I think what we, need to see is exactly how that money is going to be spent and who's going to benefit from it. Is it going to go towards road safety education? Is it going to go towards improving roads? Excuse me. These are the types of answers we need.
Where's this money coming from?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of money that is available through the RCMC that had a surplus of $262 million in the 2020 financial year. So there is money available there. And obviously Treasury is going to have to divert some money from, other departments for this to happen.
And if we look at the way that they've structured the Arrive Alive campaigns and the way funds are given through to the National Traffic Service, which I don't know what their actual role is. I'm hoping it's for national roads to just increase visibility and safety. Have we seen money wisely spent up until now, or can we see that money better spent? And if so, how should it be spent?
Well, I think if you look at the numbers year on year, I think that gives you the answer. The numbers of fatalities and crashes hasn't decreased significantly. You know, South Africa has a huge road safety problem, and it costs our economy close to 190 billion rand a year. If we reduce the cost of the crashes and we improve road safety, obviously that number will come down, and our reliance on things like the Road Accident Fund will also decrease. So we need to see a situation where we have safe roads in South Africa. And by safe roads, I mean roads that are designed properly, not the roads. I mean, it obviously includes the road surface as well, but roads that are designed correctly and properly. Are there bridges? Are there walkways? Are there proper side paths? You know, do we have all the turns in it that keep people alert? I mean, these are the types of things that international agencies look at when they rate roads. There's an agency called the International Road Agency, and they rate roads according to a star grading system. So we need to look at that. Are we educating our children enough? Are we having enough mass awareness campaigns throughout the year to educate existing drivers about driving? So we need safe cars, we need safe drivers, we need safe roads, we need better speed control, we need more traffic policing. These are the types of things we need. And unless money is diverted into those causes and into those activities, we're not going to see any reduction in our road fatality numbers.
So we have vocal associations such as yourselves. We have campaigns that are out there, but is there a oversight committee or oversight organization financed and structured to ensure everything that you just said is actually going to be put in place or is in place?
Well, yes, it's called the Department of Transport, and essentially we would like to see them do more of this on a more regular basis. So I know it's a very facetious answer, but yes, I mean, the Department of Transport is responsible, along with the Road Traffic Management Corporation. The Road Traffic Management Corporation's key core focus is promotion of road safety and a reduction of fatality numbers. The fact that they do not achieve those numbers is of great concern to the AA, and we've said as much. And we think it's actually cause for a parliamentary inquiry into the RTMC. So, yes, there definitely are agencies out there, and they definitely need to do better. And, you know, every year we get the same numbers that are given to us. There's very little reduction in the fatalities and crash numbers. And that should give you a lot of answers in terms of, you know, are we doing the right thing in terms of road safety? And quite frankly, I think more needs to be done.
So there you have it. We have the agencies that are tasked with oversight, but they're not doing their job. Leighton Beard, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you an incredible 2022.
Thank you to you and your listeners as well. I appreciate that.
Leighton is the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of Southern Africa.